What's up, everybody? This is Vito Presta, and you're listening to Man's Greatest Adventure Podcast. Hope y'all are doing good. Hope everyone had a good holiday season and are nice and safe and healthy. Didn't party too hard, but definitely celebrated. We like to celebrate here at the podcast. This episode of Good News Friday. It's Friday. What up? It's Friday. We're going to talk about New Year's resolutions since it's that time of year again. Everyone's bringing up new goals. And there's the infamous New Year's resolution, right? We give ourselves goals, and then 9 times out of 10, we do not follow through with them. So this episode is good news. I got some gold for y'all. So if you do have a New Year's resolution, if you do have some goals for yourself, I got some tips. You know, I got some good for you. So if you need a pen or pencil, or you're really good at memorizing things, I broke it down pretty simple. 3 things we can do to follow through. That rhymed. I didn't mean it to rhyme. But all right, here we go. So New Year's resolution. 2018 is behind us. 2019's in our hands to grab. So what we choose to do will determine how our year goes. So here we go. 3 tips that I think are foolproof based off my research, which is actually a lot. I actually do study this a lot. So I want to start off with defining resolution, because we hear New Year's resolution and we hear, oh, go to the gym. Oh, start a new diet. Oh, make $1 million, whatever. But it's nice to know what it actually is. So a resolution, according to Webster's dictionary, a firm decision to do or not to do something. The second definition is the action of solving a problem, dispute, or contentious matter. So the definition, a firm decision to do or not to do something. So when we do our resolutions, are we actually making the decision to do or not to do something? Or is this a, it'd be nice to do? So start right there. Resolution. What is something you have enough resolve, which enough conviction to do or not to do something? If your New Year's resolution is to not smoke, is it something you'd like to do, or is it something that you absolutely decide, you cut everything else, no other options, this is what I'm deciding to do and moving forward? So that's just the preempting of going after, following through with your resolutions, understanding what a resolution is. When you say something, when you put it out there, when you choose something, you decide, that's it. You decide it. So start from there, and you're already ahead of the game. This isn't it'd be nice. No. This is a resolution. I'm deciding to do this. So my step one, build a strong why. Why are you doing this? Why do you want to go to the gym every day? Why do you want to start a diet? Why do you want to stop smoking? Why do you want to read a book every month? What is the why? And break it down. Keep asking yourself, okay, well, why do I want that? So for me, my New Year's resolution is to, well, I broke it down to get healthy mentally, physically, and spiritually. So, and I have sub goals for that, right? I'm going to go to the gym, I'm going to read a book, and I'm going to pray a lot, right? So why am I doing this? Well, I know when I work out a lot, I feel better. When I read, I feel more intelligent. When I pray more, I feel more connected. Okay, so why is that good? Well, that's good because I'm happier and I'm able to connect more with people and I'm able to give more to people. Okay, well, why do I want to be able to do that? Well, I want to be able to serve people and to live a life that I'm passionate about. And all those things create a passion inside of me, create a fire inside of me. So that's my why. And that's a great, for me, that's an amazing why. That's something that I can look at when it's 6 in the morning, whatever, when I'm on my phone scrolling instead of with a book in my hand, I go back to that. I want to live a life of passion. That those things fuel me. So right then when I'm scrolling, boom, pick up a book. I don't know why it works. It works. Build a strong why. Keep asking why. Don't take your first answer. Getting stronger, that's great. Why do you want to get stronger? The next one, why do you want to do that? Until you reach something where you're like, ooh, that's it. That's my why. That feels great. So that's step one. Step two is tap into your inner maniac. So I don't know who said it. I think it was Michael Jordan. I'm going to go with Michael Jordan because he's the best. But basically, he was saying it takes a certain level of mental capacity, and I call it your inner maniac, where you just, people look at you and like, what? Why is that guy, or why is that guy like putting so much effort into what they're doing? And all the greats, all the people who follow through, who are excellent at what they do, have this level of, it doesn't matter logically why you're going to the gym every day and you're going hard every day, or why you're reading so many books. It may not make sense to other people, but when you tap into that inner maniac, and this is a good thing, this isn't like you're going crazy and throwing haymakers everywhere, but it's that inner thing inside of you that we've all tapped into. So whether you play sports or whether you're in a spelling bee or whatever, think about a time in your past where you really were tapped into this flow where you couldn't lose, you couldn't quit, you couldn't do anything wrong. You were just in it and you were focused and everything else in the world didn't even cross your mind. You were so in the moment and so focused that you were elevated to a whole nother level. We've all been there, even if it was for a second or a minute or an hour or whatever, we've all been there. So step two is to find that. And a way to do it is to close your eyes, think about that time and feel it. Breathe the way you're breathing. Stand the way you're standing. Feel the way you're feeling. What if your facial expressions were a certain way? Bring that back. Get in that moment. Bring that back and tap into that before you go about going to your goals. So if you're finding it hard to get to the gym, you could do it in bed. Just sit up. Find that moment where you are fully alive, fully in your inner maniac. Bring that out and then get up and get going. Don't think about it. Just get up, get going. So that's step two. Step one, build a strong why. Step two, tap into your inner maniac. Step three, invite roadblocks. All right. So whenever we go after a goal, roadblocks happen, right? They come up. There's always something that blocks you, or always something, oh, I can't do it because of this. So instead of when the roadblocks come to us, we run into them and fall down, the way I look at it is invite them. Seek them out and destroy them so that when they do come up, we're not surprised. We're not taken back. We're not, this happened. I wasn't expecting this. No, expect it. Invite it. Actually invite the roadblocks into your life. That way you're fully prepared and then you can destroy them. So staying ahead of the curve, being prepared. Step three is invite roadblocks and then seek and destroy. Right? They're going to happen, so you might as well be prepared for them. And then a little bonus, do it with friends and family. All right? We're not made in this life, in this world, to do things alone. We're not meant to be alone. We're not meant to have our lives be lonely or not with people. Okay? We're meant to be in community with people, to help people, to raise each other up, to share with each other. So do it with friends, family, brother, sister, whatever. Invite people in. Make it a competition. Make it fun. Make it whatever. Support each other. Have fun with it. Share what you're doing. All New Year's resolutions that I have ever been around or heard of are people who are trying to make themselves better or to be better or to grow or whatever. It's all good stuff. So share that with your friends, with your families. Have them hold you accountable. You hold them accountable and crush it. Crush it. Wake up every day. If you need to put your why somewhere where you see it every day, if you just need to constantly remind yourself every hour on the hour, why do I want this? Why do I want that? Why is this important to me? And just stay focused on that why and then tap into that inner maniac, because it's good. You have that inside of you. It's not content. It's not okay with not achieving your goals, with not following through. So tap into that. Bring it out. That'll help you go after your goals in a much higher energy, much higher intensity, and then invite those roadblocks. They're gonna come. You might as well be prepared for them. You might as well have a plan. You might as well invite them and destroy. And then do it with your friends. Do it with your family. Have fun with it. Get after it. It's Good News Friday. Good News New Year. This is all good stuff, baby. Let's go.